Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What does the future hold for St. Louis, and how do we get there? This is Nothing Impossible on KMOX.
Welcome in. Michael and Travis are with you. And on this edition of the show, we're going to talk with one of the biggest businessmen in St. Louis about a new honor, one of the most innovative construction companies out there, Clayco. And Bob Clark is coming up.
We don't really tie, I don't know if we really tie construction, engineering, and innovation into the same sentence all the time. But of course, it's an industry ripe for innovation and disruption.
Yeah, well, so we'll find out why Clayco is getting national recognition, and we'll also hear from Bob Clark about his proposal for the convention center, which created a bit of a stir at the end of the week. So we'll get the details on that from him.
And we're also going to talk with the president of Rung for Women. It's a local organization here that provides co-working space as well as coaching and support for women that are wanting to be entrepreneurs and move into different sectors. Well, they've just forged a new partnership with Maryville University to get more women into geospatial. So we'll hear how that's coming together and what opportunities exist.
Yeah, that's a big deal because, first of all, geospatial is a big deal in the St. Louis area, and it's getting bigger every day. That's, of course, a technology in the world of the mapping realm and mapping and current location status and just data crunching in general is huge right now. And the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's Western headquarters is coming. Lots of companies are clustering here. And Rung for Women is really trying to get more women interested and involved and increase their pay, increase their compensation, their wealth by getting involved in the geospatial field. And then we're going to talk with a site selection expert about, first of all, he says this is the biggest resettlement of companies in 50 years. Part of it is COVID. Part of it is rising costs in some areas. And part of it is the changing nature of work. Not as many people have to actually go to the office, or what they need in the office is changing. And the site selection expert, who represents a lot of big companies, is also going to tell us what those firms think about St. Louis as a possible option.
Well, I always like having a site selector on a show called Nothing Impossible, because can we get that big company here? You know, nothing's impossible.
We'll hear what he has to say. All of that is coming up on this edition of Nothing Impossible.
Stick around.
St. Louis Innovation with Michael and Travis. Nothing Impossible on KMOX.
One of the most recognizable St. Louis-born companies, Clayco, has just been named a top workplace for innovators by Fast Company. And joining us right now is Bob Clark, the executive chairman and founder of Clayco. Thank you so much for joining us on KMOX.
Hey, you bet. Glad to be here.
So we'd love to hear, first of all, tell us about this Fast Company honor.
Well, it is a great honor. Not very many. I think we're the only real construction and engineering company that made the list. Construction is not thought of as an incredibly innovative business, but I really think of our business as being really technology driven from the day I started it. And, so it's really a great honor. We're doing a lot of amazing things with technology in the business, and we're being recognized for that by our clients more than Fast Company.
Bob, you mentioned that, construction, engineering, not necessarily known for innovation, that it involves a lot of risk. How do you innovate and manage risk at the same time?
Well, you use technology and you innovate to manage the risk, right? There's unbelievable number of tools available to us today that did not exist 25 or 30 years ago. Today, we have the vaccine, you know, for a horrible pandemic to protect our workers, you know, something like that. And I think of it like a safety belt, right? But, you know, there's just been all kinds of innovations. But we're using drones to fly our projects with our safety teams before the projects. So many accidents caused on projects are by not having a good daily plan for every activity you're going to have. And we use drones and we use, you know, the videos from yesterday. It's almost like football coaches working with our teams to anticipate every risk that could come their way. So that's one way.
Yeah, we were told that a project superintendent turned a potentially life-saving idea into reality because of the culture and leadership at Clayco. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. Kyle up in Quincy, Washington, one of our great superintendents, on a really complex, high-hazard project that we're building, a hyperscale data center, over 700 electricians on the job, and a lot of people on high lifts. And I went to the job site maybe a year and a half ago or a year ago, and Kyle pulled me aside and took me over to this like shed that they had out on the project and took me inside and showed me his secret weapon that he's trying to create, which is a safety mechanism on a high reach that, you know, is just a very innovative idea. And as soon as I saw it, he said, you know, hey, this is going to cost some money. I said, I have your back. I'll invest the money. And then, you know, we connected them locally with Weesey, the giant rental company that rents us all of our high reaches and stuff. And there's just been a great collaboration. That's, you know, we want to empower our teams to think like that.
You know, I love the idea of empowered teams. I mean, when I think of most of the great innovations that happen, they don't happen from the top down. It happens from the bottom up. And Bob, talk a little bit about the culture that you've set overall for Clayco and how you are able to create this opportunity for those on with literal boots on the ground, or maybe boots high up in the air if they're in a lift. What is the culture like that allows them to bring these ideas to possibly to fruition?
It's a culture of ownership. It's turning every single person into the company, into a person who can stand in my shoes as an owner in the business. You know, it's an open book managed business. It's a business where every person in the company knows my strategy and I know how they fit in my strategy and vice versa. And, you know, it's all about communication and open book transparent behavior. I hope we get to talk about the convention center, which I'm sure I'm going to take plenty of hits and people are going to bang me on the head for. But I just want to point out, to follow up on what you just said, and that is that I didn't come up with the idea. Some of my urban planners completely did this on their own, the same way Kyle invented this safety mechanism for the high reaches. And one day they came in my office and they said, hey, we have a big idea. It's kind of crazy and we want to show it to you. This was about 2.5 years ago. Time flew by with COVID and everything happening, but when I saw the plan, I was like, holy cow, we should do that. So I didn't mean to switch gears on you, but I just, you know, I think empowered people in your business is an unbelievable way to create value in an organization.
We would love to get into that, and we'll circle back to that in just a little bit, Bob. But I'd like to learn more about the motivation for employees. It's one thing to foster an environment where they know that they can move up, they can take these ideas, they can get them done. But how do you motivate them to want to take that extra step to really get out there and do something that might not be in their job description to stay a little later? But how do you foster that passion?
Well, first of all, they have a huge ownership in the profits in the business. Last year, we paid out over 29% of our profits to our employees. So they have real, you know, they're real invested in the business, and we're investing in them, and that creates ownership, that they're sharing in the profits of the business. That's first and foremost, that they're sharing in the strategy of the business, and that we just have such an incredible high level of communication across the organization. I just don't know another place like it. You know, we're constantly recruiting people. We've probably added about 500 people in the last 12 months now. And I fly around and meet these people on the job sites or in offices. We just opened an office in Phoenix. And they just say that immediately, their immediate reaction is that they've never worked any place like this, where they feel so invested in kind of the strategy and what we're doing. And they have such great access to the leadership in the company that they feel like they're just part of everything that we're doing. And that's, you know, that's going to result in the kind of behavior that ultimately is in our client's best interest.
Well, Bob, you talked just recently about investing in your people, but another innovative approach to Clayco's leadership is investment in the community. Can you talk a little bit about the Black-led local organizations that have received significant cash sums through Clayco's Juneteenth Fund, which I think was established last year? I mean, that's an innovative way to not just impact your employees' lives, but the lives of those in your community.
Yeah, well, you know, I think, you know, I've always been very focused on, putting back into the communities that where I've derived my success. And I think that, you know, from a very early period in time, as I was recruiting people and hiring people, you know, I think it's a big gut check to ask people, like, what do you want to do, you know, when you're not working? How do you put back? We're looking for ambitious people, but we are also looking for people who have a track record of community service, of being on their school newspaper, you know, team when they were in college, and people who are not strictly focused on making a bunch of money, but want to make a big difference. And, you know, I think that community is such a big part of everything Clayco does. You know, the diversity and inclusion thing didn't start when Michael Brown incident in Ferguson, when he was killed. The diversity and inclusion thing started on day one when I adopted Todd. You know, I have a son that I adopted 37 years ago who has his own minority business today. But Todd really pushed as he got older and as he was seeing some of the injustices, particularly in the construction industry, you know, he was really pushing us to focus on minority inclusion, not just in subcontracting and suppliers, but also in the workforce. And so this has been just kind of a part of our DNA for so long that when these other things came along, that were moments in time that really got the attention of a bigger audience, and especially corporate America, our customers started really, really getting embedded and focused on social justice kind of issues. You know, it was just a natural for us to kind of, you know, make it a center point of our conversations. Many, many of our clients actually reached out to us to ask us how to help them, you know, with their construction projects and their hiring, focus on these diversity and inclusion issues. It goes to also our culture of safety in the organization, that nobody should ever get hurt on a construction job. It goes to sustainability today. Climate change is real, and our customers are really, really focused on this. And you take safety, diversity and inclusion, and social justice, and you get social impact, you know, and that's where our customers' heads are today. And they're looking for companies like ours to participate, to lead, and to help them become better, and they make us better. And I think so we have to hire people that are of like mind with those kind of social impact issues.
We're talking with Bob Clark of Clayco on KMOX. And speaking of that, given the climate today, how is recruitment? How is the effort to find employees? Are you successful, or how difficult is it right now?
You know, we are not having a hard time. We are I think because of the things that we're talking about today, we're the kind of company where people want to land. I think although we're one of the first companies to be pushing the vaccines and to get back to work in the office. You know, we've been back in the office completely since May 10th, although we were never really completely gone, and we haven't lost a single person. We think we are the employer choice employer for people who want to have impact in the community, but also want to do their best work. And, you know, we're innovative in terms of our work routines, too. You know, we're telling people in Los Angeles, don't drive in traffic anymore. Work in the morning some, you know, during the traffic period, work from home, come in for lunch, come in when we need to come in, collaborate when we have to together in person. And when they can work from home, we're working from home. So I'm not a believer in, you know, getting rid of the office and having everybody work remotely, because I think there's too much social interaction that is important. But I do think that you have to be flexible and meet the demands of people's other parts of their life. And we found that we can be extremely efficient and be effective and have great flexibility. So we have not had trouble hiring. We are recruiting at will. And like I said, we've added about 500 people to the team in the last year. And we've grown our business by almost $1 billion in revenue this year across the country. And, you know, we're in a good spot.
Bob, just as a follow-up to that, you mentioned the pandemic. How has, you know, when we look at post-pandemic life, how has that changed the technology you use, how you design buildings, how you construct buildings? What kind of innovation is being rolled out because of this new world we're in?
Oh, yeah, no, the buildings are changing all kinds. You know, we built a building called 215 North Peoria in Chicago, and we were just breaking ground with the developer, Parkside Realty, Bob Wislow, in Chicago. We were breaking ground on the project right when the pandemic hit. I mean, literally, we were coming out of the ground. And we started having incredible brainstorming sessions about all the no-touch stuff, all the HVAC changes in the elevator, first elevator in the country to have foot pedals. Like, literally, you go into the elevator and you can touch a button on the, you know, big, like a foot, a toe press thing. It's kind of interesting, and push what floor you want to get to without touching it with your hands. I mean, just all kinds of hands-free things in the bathrooms. I mean, there's, you know, 50 or 100 things. I think, you know, the stairways are wider. I mean, just really common sense things, but taken to kind of the nth degree. The ultraviolet light in the HVAC systems. I mean, just tremendous change. And now all of those things are being adapted into every, you know, every project.
Bob Clark from Clayco is with us on KMOX, and the headline in the Post-Dispatch, 11th hour pitch, shakes St. Louis Convention Center expansion plans. Bob, you mentioned this earlier. We'd love to get your thoughts on what St. Louis should do with the convention center, and if the current plans are too inside the box, and what you're proposing.
Well, I think the current plan, I don't know exactly what drove that 3 or 4 years ago, but we're in a very different time. We're in a different world. We have different political leadership. We have a great new young mayor, Tashar Jones, who's taking a fresh look at development. I don't know how much time she's gotten to spend on this actual issue, but I'm encouraging, you know, her team. And I think Sam Page wasn't around when this plan was hatched. The state passed on the project because they didn't like this plan for all the right reasons, I think. But now there's new leadership at the state as well. And it's never too late to do what's right. You know, the city is not in a good place right now. And I think everybody recognizes that. Cleveland Landing is in bad shape. Downtown is in bad shape. Crime is out of control. There's not a lot to do. A lot of the infrastructure is old and broken. Do we really need, you know, a quarter turn at our convention center to fix it, to get it on the right track? And all I'm asking people to do is take a step back before they hire a contractor, before the city, the St. Louis County votes on investing another $100 million in the project. Let's find out what the true cost is to the community. The north side becomes further cut off. You know, so many of our infrastructure decisions over the last 40 years have been made in almost a not fair, equitable way to everybody involved. You've seen the latest arguments about highways that cut off black communities from the downtown areas and that sort of thing. Well, this convention center does exactly the same thing to the north side. So basically, from all the way practically to the river, to the highway, all the way to 10th Street, this is like the Berlin Wall completely blocking off the neighborhoods to the north. You wonder why there's so much crime up there. It's difficult to police. It's difficult to see. But worse than that, it's difficult for those people to access jobs and opportunity and flowing directly through to the downtown district. So, you know, so our urban planners came to me, as I said, a few years ago, and they just said, why is the city spending $200 million on a patch job? Why are they making the dock situation along the neighborhoods to the north even worse by going further west and cutting off more neighborhoods and people? For $200 million investment, we're really not getting that much. And so all I'm asking everybody to do, it's a different time, we're in a different place, is to take a step back and reevaluate what we could do if we all thought together, if we got the civic leadership. Every civic leader that I've spoken to, and I've spoken to many, many of them about this plan, I've showed this plan to Bob O'Loughlin. I've showed this plan to Ron Kruczewski. I showed this plan to Jason Hall. I mean, I've been spending a lot of time and energy, and I don't have anything personally to gain. I just love the city, and I think that everybody should take a step back right now before it's too late and reevaluate. What could we really do if the state would get involved, if the county would get involved, the city, potentially even the state of Illinois? They benefit tremendously if we had a true convention center district. And I just don't think a city like Nashville that built an $800 million convention center 10 years ago should be in a better position than St. Louis should be to do the same kind of thing to help turn our city around.
All right, stick around. We'll be back with more Nothing Impossible right after this.
St. Louis Innovation with Michael and Travis. Nothing Impossible on KMOX.
Michael, we've talked a lot about geospatial on this show. We've talked about the job opportunities that that's going to present. And we've also, started digging into this as being an opportunity to bring more people into that career field that maybe haven't been. And now we get to speak with Leslie Gill, who's the president of Rung for Women, about bringing more women into the geospatial space. Leslie, thanks for joining us.
Great. Thank you for having me.
So, yeah, tell us about this new partnership between Rung and Maryville University and Greater St. Louis, Inc. Let's not forget them as well.
Absolutely. Well, we are super excited to be sort of commissioning and curating a new geospatial course that will be targeted towards women. The course will obviously be offered to our members. We call our participants members. And really, the end game for Rung for Women is to ensure that more women make more money and get into career pathways that pay a family-sustaining wage. And geospatial is obviously an industry that has huge growth potential in St. Louis, in the region, and across the country. And so our goal was to create a pathway into geospatial careers that would make it easy and accessible for women, that they could, get done fairly quickly and move into those good paying jobs. And Maryville has just been such an amazing partner in innovation that, they were just the right fit for getting this program off the ground.
Leslie, this really struck me in the announcement of this. According to the National Science Foundation, women represent half of the overall workforce, but only 35% of the technology workforce. Why is that?
Yeah, I think what we found through our research is that, women typically aren't exposed to careers in technology. And when they are, it takes, sponsorship and mentorship, likely from other women who have had some success in the field. And so, you know, we see this as an opportunity to make huge gains for women in technology careers, but especially geospatial. And so, you know, it has to be, the training needs to be accessible. It needs to be, you know, short term, and there need to be direct pathways to employers so that women know, you know, what jobs are available and what it takes to get into those career pathways. And so we have just found that, you know, Maryville and a number of local employers like T. Carter have just really stepped up and made the inroads for women really easy.
And you talk a little bit in this announcement about some of the things that are, I guess, that get in the way of women pursuing, you know, advancing their careers, things like childcare, the coaching that might be necessary, especially going into a male-dominated sector like technology. Talk to us a little bit about the role that Rung plays in helping provide, you know, social and emotional support for women and your members that are wanting to go into these programs.
Well, I mean, definitely. You mentioned coaching, and coaching is really the first step in that journey for us. Having access to a coach, life coach, executive coach, typically is out of bounds and unaffordable for, you know, working class people, working class women especially. And so, you know, what is foundational to Rung is access to coaching so that you can look forward, not back, and really think about, you know, what do I want to be when I grow up? How do I get there? And having a coach as an accountability partner to really hold you to meeting your goals. And so at Rung, you know, in addition to coaching, we also provide a direct pathway into a variety of careers, and geospatial happens to be one, but really by curating those training opportunities on site so that women can go through these courses together, so they have a built-in support system of other like-minded women, because we know that these industries typically don't have a large percentage of women. The research certainly tells us that. So we are really focused on getting, you know, women into these industries together so they can be each other's support systems, so that they can grow and learn in those industries together, and so that they can also, you know, overcome barriers together, like childcare. You know, COVID certainly put the burden of parenting and education on the backs of many, many women. And so we know that, you know, particularly in spaces like technology, that additional support system is going to be really important as they grow in their career pathways.
We're talking with Leslie Gill, who's the president of Rung for Women. And as you mentioned, getting rid of barriers, and we talk about this partnership with Maryville University. Is that part of it, making it easy? There's one institution to go to. You don't have to compare degree programs here and there. And what is this employer really going to be looking at? Is this school the best? Maryville is just part of the track. And also removing barriers, this is an online curriculum.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it has been such an excellent partnership, not just with Maryville, but with the employers who are sitting with Rung and Maryville and really telling us directly, like, what are they looking for? They're helping us design the curriculum. So it takes all the guesswork out of, well, you know, what do employers really want when they're looking for people who are coming into the geospatial industry? Like, you know, they're sitting right there with us, co-creating the curriculum. And obviously, with the curriculum being online, it makes it really accessible. A lot of the work is self-paced. And so, you know, our members, women can do it, you know, outside of their current career pathways. They can do it when, you know, kids go to bed. So it's really that nimbleness that we have just found Maryville just to be so agile and such a great partner in innovation and really thinking through, like, how do you create career pathways and training opportunities that really appeal to, you know, today's workforce and all of the challenges that have come as a result of living through a pandemic.
Well, the NGA
West headquarters in North St. Louis is targeted for completion in 2024. Is now the time for people to start thinking about career opportunities in geospatial? What is that? What's the onboarding look like, and what type of opportunities are maybe available even before NGA opens?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think a number of employers have told us that they're starting to ramp up in preparation for the new NGA headquarters here in St. Louis. And St. Louis is actually going to become sort of a hub for geospatial. So, you know, other investments around, you know, geospatial technology and geospatial opportunities will exist here in St. Louis because, you know, NGA has been sort of a first mover, but, you know, lots of other people are seeing St. Louis just as attractive. And, you know, we can make sure that they have a really strong talent pool to recruit from. I think that's the beauty of the Maryville-Rung partnership.
And tell us a little bit more, Leslie, about Rung for Women, this St. Louis headquartered organization that's in the business of empowering women. Tell us more about Rung.
Sure. So Rung for Women is obviously an organization that is really focused on getting more women to make more money. And we want women to move into careers that pay a family-sustaining wage that won't be obsolete in 10 to 15 years and will also help them give them growth opportunities. And so we opened our doors in August of 2020, and we welcomed our first cohort in March of 2021. About 100 women are at their first milestone of completing their coaching journey. And so now they're ready to start exploring a variety of new careers and new career pathways, or many of them are interested in growing in their existing field because they've been stuck. They've been overlooked for promotions and they can't figure out, you know, what has stalled them. And so we help them with executive functioning skills and communication and advanced professional skills to make sure that they can continue to grow in their careers, but also have a life that is on purpose. And so we work with them on removing barriers. So there's counseling and therapy. There's access to a medical center, yoga, healthy eating, nutrition, just a whole variety of services where women can come and really invest in themselves and focus on what's best for their future and the future of their families.
Well, and if people wanted to get involved in Rung or in this specific program related to geospatial, how do they get involved? How do they get more information?
Certainly. The best way is through our website at rung4forwomen.org. We're located at 2717 Sydney Street, right in the heart of Fox Park. So come by and see us or check out our website. We're obviously on all of the social media sites. So, you know, we're very accessible and welcome volunteers as well as members. And so just we're here and we're taking new members, and we'll take two cohorts of members in the fall and the spring of every year.
That is Leslie Gill, the president of Rung for Women. Great organization headquartered right here in St. Louis. And again, go to rungforwomen.org to get more information, especially on this geospatial program in partnership with several companies in the St. Louis region, Maryville University, and Greater St. Louis, Inc. Thank you so much, Leslie.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And stay tuned. We've got more Nothing Impossible just ahead on KMOX.
Now back to Nothing Impossible on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Site selector John Boyd, who advises companies including AT&T, Boeing, and JPMorgan Chase on where to put their facilities. Baseline, what is the perception if a company is looking for a new site, a new metro area to look at? What's the impression of St. Louis going into what happened this week?
Unfortunately, Michael, St. Louis is becoming the poster child for major urban cities losing businesses and residents due to crime, homelessness, and lack of accountability on the part of its elected leaders.
What is the impact then of, are these kind of micro points really looked at? Is it more broad strokes of narrative? What's the impact of what happened this week?
This is very significant. We're living in an era of unprecedented mobility for people and for companies. and the outmigration of signature employers like Centene, which cited record levels of crime with their Charlotte expansion, and this horrible shooting outside of Square's a new office complex, this is very significant. And, you know, we're seeing the same type of concern with the out-migration we're seeing in other major cities around the country, cities like San Francisco, where companies like Charles Schwab and Oracle have recently left and cited crime and homelessness as major issues. And I can say this, that, you know, our firm is, we're asked to identify a lot of different data points for the site selection process, the cost of doing business and taxes, and all sorts of different demographic data. And increasingly, we're being asked to look at crime and homeless statistics and, you know, gauging just how accountable elected leaders are, mayors, district attorneys, other elected officials are to the business community. You know, site-seeking companies and employers and job creators want to feel they have a seat at the table with respect to these lifestyle considerations. And unfortunately, in St. Louis, that is not the feeling that many job creators and site-seeking companies have today.
When we talk to St. Louis boosters, of course, they say, well, you look at what Square just did. Accenture Federal Services opened a big office here. Bunge moved their world headquarters here. So the news isn't all bad. How do you temper and get a real look at, you know, how things are going here?
Well, you know, I can tell you that St. Louis has been successful. You mentioned a number of projects. Accenture, clearly a major, exciting project. St. Louis has been working hard to make a case for itself in booming industries like biosciences and financial services and aerospace. Our client, Boeing, is now the largest employer in St. Louis. Okay, so of course the news is not all bad, but you know, these lifestyle and crime issues are real, and they are impacting corporate site selection decisions today.
So we've heard about how this is such a big opportunity, especially for a region like St. Louis that wants to pick up on some of these relocations. Does this news, does this perception, despite the positives, you know, the number of amenities and support organizations that are here versus similar sized areas, the low cost, does that get wiped out, and this huge opportunity in this great resettlement get wiped out now by St. Louis's problems?
Well, there's no perfect location. Every location has trade-offs. Executives are wise enough to understand that. But again, it's about accountability coming from, you know, elected officials. So a common denominator among markets attracting industry leaving San Francisco and leaving New York, in addition to having favorable tax structures and a low cost of doing business, you tend to have a leadership in place that does not talk about things like defunding the police, that is serious about dealing with a homeless population, and making the business community feel that it has a seat at the table in solving these issues.
All right, so thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you download the podcast and come back next week. We'll talk about what's new and what's next right here on Nothing Impossible on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.